For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. The South's oldest Labor Day parade takes place in the Haywood County town of Canton on Monday, but you can't have a Labor Day parade without labor. For more than half a century, the United Steelworkers Union has represented workers at a century-old paper mill through the ups and downs of global economic trends in a right-to-work state. The history of organized labor in the United States dates back to the time of the Industrial Revolution, but with declines in American manufacturing and increased overseas competition, it's not as prevalent as it once was. For the past 52 years, though, the United Steelworkers Union Smoky Mountain Local 507 has represented workers at the town's 100-something-year-old paper mill. Here's Local 507 President Keith Jenkins.
I've been employed with the company for 38 years. I'm a third-generation employee. I'm also a second-generation union official.
That the union remains is somewhat remarkable. North Carolina ranks 49th in percentage of unionized workers, partly due to traditional lack of industry and partly due to what's called right-to-work laws.
Folks can actually work here at this facility and you know, acquire the gains, the benefits that we have the ability to bargain over and not be a participant.
Jenkins says those benefits, like wages and working conditions, keep the 1,000-strong Steelworkers Union as integral to Canton as the mill itself.
We currently have about a 90-some percent membership rate. In a right-to-work, that's a good thing.
Many of them will be present at the town's 112th annual Labor Day parade, billed as the South's oldest.
I think slowly but surely, hopefully, folks see that, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the American dream, you know, and in a small town in Canton, North Carolina, you can do that right here. And you do that because of the local union. I mean, if you don't have your seat at the table, then you're the meal.
The parade's on Monday, but the 112th annual Canton Labor Day Festival runs all weekend with family events, food, and music, including the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on Sunday. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.